There are those who say that life is nothing more than sequence and a salve across an entire continent. Then there's rock. Yes, hello everybody. A week later than advertised, but that might have been something to do with the fact that I was stuck in Oslo attending the Eurovision Song Contest. It's time to go around the nations of Europe and find out the best rock music that you can in a blatant attempt at SEO. It's time for your Eurovision Rocktacular, and that means we need to play this as well. And we'll start off in Germany. They won this year, and who can blame them when they have bands like the Junk Tones? This is American Paranoia. I'm Ewan Spence, it's your rock show. Hello everybody, Ewan Spence here. This isn't your normal tribute to Eurovision. Oh no, sirree, no. Eurovision's a celebration of music. I'm going to bring you some of the best music I can find. Trust me, I need to cleanse a soul. I have been stuck in disco diva sequin land for 10 days. Not that I'm saying that getting interviews with bands like Manga or even Vukasan Brazovic from Bosnia-Herzegovina, not that they are fine purveyors of rock music, but, you know, there are times, especially when you look at the Belgian Act, and you just go, why? What am I going to use to clean the parrot? Clean the parrot? That just sounds rude. Anyway, I'll tell you what I'm going to use to clean the palate. I'm going to use bands like the Junk Tones. None of this Lena, oh, look at me, I can sing like Liliana from Germany. No, good old Malcolm McLaren Ramones-inspired punk. The Junk Tones there, they call themselves a true rock and roll punk band. I like the sound of that. And trust me, I've been clearing the band with punk and rock and power chords and crashing music since I got back from Oslo. It is a wonderful experience, though. If you do get the chance, do go. But at the same time, never lose sight of G, C, and F. Something that none of the songs picked up at Eurovision, and no wonder they wouldn't won. Right then, let's head over to a band that I think would love to play Eurovision next year, but will probably not manage it. They're from Leeds, and they're going to be our pretend representative of the United Kingdom here in the Rocktacular. We've had them before, March of Dimes. They've passed over this little number here for me. Said, look, have you got something that you would take onto the stage? And they said, yes, we've got Seasons Change. And I think, great. That's what we need. We need a little bit of ukulele. Because what a rock show after Eurovision needs is ukulele. Yeah.
Blossoms fallen so hard it could be. snowing in May, but each petal that settles, another reason I can't stay. Like the oak, I'm standing watching the world breeze by, knowing I'll never move on or ever touch the sky. Dreams of escape
of Dimes there, performing a song that is far, far better than anything the United Kingdom has sent within the last 12 months. As always, you can find the links to the bands that you're hearing here back on our website, www.tpnrock.com. It is a shared experience. I choose the music, but it's from suggestions from yourself. And when you hear the music, if you like it, go find the bands, go find the performers, tell them you love it, and we have a lovely circle. You buy stuff from them, bands then go, oh, we've got new stuff out, like March of Dimes just did, and go through it again. We're going to have an old favourite coming back up again. As always, you'll have to have at least one returning champion every year. But one country that does a great performance at Eurovision every year is Greece. They always have a great big over-the-top number with a man or a woman. In this case here, it was a man who just loves the fact of the music. And I'm going to choose Fanisat from Greece, partly because he has his influences ABBA, Celine Dion, and Classic, two of which have appeared at the Eurovision Song Contest, none of which have ever been a classic. In his words, he loves the rich orchestration and achieve interesting chord progressions. He certainly managed that. This song here, Searching for Love Again, is just one of those songs that warms into your brain and goes, remember me. So here we are. For Greece, just to keep the illusion up a little bit, this is Fanisat, Searching for Love Again.
Σε με πριν χαθείς και ίσως θυμηθείς κάποια ανάμνηση από μας που θέλεις να φυλάς. Είναι ένα άλλη που πονάς και πρέπει να ξεχνάς. Τρέχει η ζωή μας, παίρνει μακριά. Φεύγεις εσύ και ψάχνω. Ταξιδέψω, πρέπει να τη βρω. Να την αγγίξω πάλι και να πω. Έσβησα το χθες και ήρθε εδώ. Έσβησα το χθες και ήρθε εδώ. Για κάτι αληθινό. Όνειρα καινούργια επιθυμώ. Να ξαναζήσω. Ακούω την καρδιά μου που χτυπά δυνατά. Ψάχνω τη συντροφιά μου, την αγάπη ξανά. Θέλω να συναντήσω. Ακούω την καρδιά μου που χτυπά δυνατά. Ψάχνω τη συντροφιά μου, την αγάπη ξανά. Θέλω να συναντήσω. Πέρασα πολλά μα προχωρώ. Και τώρα τραγουδώ. Την αγάπη πάλι αναζητώ.
Delightfully haunting sound there from Greece and Fanisat, Searching for Love Again. Hint of ethnicity, lovely song. It just works no matter where you go. Right then, returning warriors. How could I ignore Nano War? Partly because Italy has never entered the Eurovision Song Contest in the last 10 years, although now it's next door in Germany. almost next door in Germany, they may come back. But that doesn't matter. One of Italy's finest exports in the terms of hard metal true rock is that of Nanowar. In the words of their MySpace page, we're serious. And this is a band, yes, the lyrics are slightly tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, that happens. You know, I smell lipstick on your collar, or, you know, I painted my toenails for blue. There's no difference to this than what than To Kill the Dragon from Italy's Nanowar. It's just a fantastic piece of modern prog rock and a bit of storytelling album. I'd love to see what they actually make up with something along the lines of Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds. Perhaps Nanowar's musical adventures of the life and times of Silvio Berlusconi. That would be something I would pay in concert. This is something I would listen to time and time again.
To kill the dragon, you need the sword. To make the sword, you need the iron. To make the iron, you need the cave. To make the cave, you need the mountain. To make the mountain, you need the kingdom. To make the kingdom, you need the king. And king is a song of Nanowar.
It's not a lot. I've got one more song, but that's a lot from Nanowar. I love that sound. It's quick, it's short, it's 100 seconds of joy and exuberance and musical talent, and that's what we're here for, having a bit of fun with the music. One to go, and it's a band from Romania. Alinian, A-L-I-N-I-A-N, Alinian. Yep, that's about right. Two brothers born in Victoria, which, for those of you who know your Romanian geography, is at the bases of the mountains of Transylvania. And they have been playing guitar together for the last 10 or 11 years. They have found a drummer and a bass player and a lady singer in the village. A lady singer. They actually have that written down. Lady singer. Doesn't matter, though. Okay, English isn't perfect, but the song is fantastic. It is called, quite simply, Thunder. No lightning, just thunder. From Alinan in Romania.
Thank you.
And there you go there. Alinan from Romania with Thunder. They've joined Italy's Nanowar, Greece's Fanciat, the United Kingdom's Marching for Dimes, and Germany's the Junk Tones. Here, as a little look around Europe on your TPN Rock Show. I'll be back next week as normal. Thank you very much for listening. Drop me an email, ewanspence@gmail.com. Find me on Twitter, @Ewan. Tell me the bands you're listening to. If you're in a band, tell me that you're in a band and you're listening to yourself. But for now, ta-ra.
TPN Rock is copyright Ewan Spence and Podcast Network. All music is used by permission. www.thepodcastnetwork.com/rock